I think that most graduating seniors have moved beyond the, oh my gosh, we don't get to have a graduation ceremony this year feeling. And now they're on to, is my college campus going to be open this fall? Joining us right now is St. Clair County Reese's higher education consultant, Nick Beaudry. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. A lot of big questions for not just seniors, but really juniors and seniors as they start thinking college.
Yeah, the last few months have definitely created some questions for the graduating class of 2020, the seniors, as well as the rising seniors, the class of 2021, as they start looking at their future college plans and dream careers of obtaining a degree or a credential or a certificate.
You have put together and begun to distribute the Blue Water College Access Network senior and junior checklist for students and families. Did this have to go through a lot of revisions with all the changing landscape of the last several weeks?
It did. You know, it's been a real fluid situation as the many areas of the economy and society have been. But the great thing is we had a lot of partners from the community, SC4, the local school districts, the college advisors, and the guidance counselors in the schools really coming together and working together to put these checklists together for the seniors and juniors and their families to help them work through the spring and summer months to ensure their post-secondary success. As we both mentioned, the seniors are getting to their graduation dates and their final days of high school, but there's also some dates and tasks that they need to be aware of and complete over the next few months to ensure that their enrollment in college and universities in the fall still takes place. A lot has changed, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that really are the traditional ways of going to college. Over the summer months, we put together a checklist for the seniors to make sure that they're completing their requirements that colleges and universities are putting out for them, from housing options, the class orientations and registrations, and other important dates, announcements, and jargons to help those families navigate the transition to post-secondary plans. The junior checklist, after we focused our attention initially on the graduating class, we looked at the graduating class of 2021 and looked at the task that they could be completing in the spring and summer months as they get ready for their senior year, getting ahead with the free application for federal student aid, looking at colleges and university options, exploring them virtually, which is kind of a newer thing right now on the websites that universities are putting out so they can see the campus without actually stepping foot onto the campus, and actually preparing for the common applications, their applications for admissions, as well as competitive essays and scholarships.
I know one of the big issues, Nick, has been about the SAT. The juniors kind of missed out on that this spring. Is there any plan for them to be able to take the SAT, and what's that going to look like?
That is definitely one of the first things that was announced over the last, back in March, was the cancellation or postponement, the SAT test to the fall for the current junior class. That test is going to be administered in the fall. The dates have not been set yet by local school districts or the test sites. However, we know that that's going to take place in the fall. For the current juniors, that just gets them 5 months or so to continue to prepare for that test. There's a lot of resources out there from the Khan Academy, which is free to students and their families to continue to prepare throughout the summer months as we enter into the fall, as well as local school districts are continuing to prepare them as they have prior to the spring. The College Board and the National College Attainment Network, as well as the Michigan College Access Network, have been working on getting those dates set and announced so students can really prepare for that. But the test is going to take place as usual. It's just going to be a different time of the year. There's another part of that conversation that a lot of students and families are having right now, and that is with the college application process. And I've received many questions and had some great conversations around the SAT test scores in the college application process. And that's a really fluid situation in terms of when they will be applying to colleges and universities in the fall for after graduation, whether that test score is going to be included in the admissions process or not.
Well, yeah, a lot of details to be worked out. A lot of students don't know if when they go away to college this fall, if they're actually going to be going away or if they're going to stay, you know, with their parents and do it online. I've been reading and listening to a lot of interviews this last week with college presidents, some of whom just don't know. Some of whom have said, yep, we are absolutely going to be open. Others have said, no, we're going to be closed. It's really kind of across the board, a lot of different scenarios out there.
There is, and it's changing daily, just as it is in many industries, and at base, and how we've been reacting to this COVID-19 pandemic. However, colleges and universities aren't going anywhere. It's a changing landscape right now for them, and as we enter into the fall, and we really don't want to see students and their families giving up on their post-secondary dreams of obtaining a degree, a credential, a certificate that's going to give them the career that they've always dreamt about and that they'll have for most of their lives. And so as much as the landscape is changing, colleges and universities are figuring out their plans of what it's going to look like in the fall, the Blue Water College Access Network, or BWCAN, and I, and all the local school districts right now are really just trying to keep these seniors on task and give them the information that they need as these changes are taking place. Maybe they'll go online, maybe they'll be working on college campus as normal, but at the same time, the need for a post-secondary degree or education is still there. Many students and their families are looking at their plans, and those plans, if they do change, whether it's staying closer to home, going to a community college that's local here at SC4, or are still going away to a four-year university or to a trade school, are still great. There's also some special considerations that they can take a look at, and I'm not sure if a lot of family and friends know, family and students know this, is if their family or students have experienced some financial hardships or a loss of employment, they can actually contact their university or the college's financial aid office and ask to qualify for a special condition or circumstance appeal to help with the enrollment in the fall, which I know that is a concern for many families right now.
Boy, that's good to know. Nick, I know that your job up until a couple of months ago, you really entailed being in the schools, talking one-on-one with students about these issues. How are you able to communicate with them now? How are you able to make sure that all these students in our area high schools are able to follow through with their post-secondary education plan?
Yeah, that's a great point, Paul. As we went into our remote learning plans across not only the St. Clair County, but across Michigan and most of the states in the country, we really had to go to a remote advising plan. The Michigan College Access Network worked in the advising core, which we actually have six college advisors in our local school districts here in St. Clair County, implemented an e-advising framework. So they continued their work, and we did as well, on advising these seniors remotely. Was it different? Absolutely, from the face-to-face, but it went right along with the plans that all the local school districts had on continuing their education until the end of the school year. The six college advisors have done a tremendous job at reaching out to every senior prior to their last day, helping them with the decision day that was just over the last couple months, celebrating their post-graduation plans, and really reaching out to the families and helping them through a lot of these questions, the changes, and the requirements that they still had to get done and still may need to get done in the future for their post-secondary and post-graduation plans.
As you said, it is a fluid situation. A lot of question marks out there. Flexibility is going to be the key for these students, isn't it?
It is. A lot of flexibility. As every day there's there's more information coming out, new information coming out. Colleges and universities putting out announcements as their plans are being formalized and landscape is changing. However, at the same time, on the side of there has been a lot of challenges. A lot of challenges have created a lot of opportunities. And these juniors and senior checklists is a great example of that, of a lot of people coming together, a lot of leadership here locally to make sure that the students and their families have what they need to be able to transition to their post-secondary dreams and their plans. Flexibility is great, Paul. That's a great word. Probably should have included that in a lot of these checklists. But just understand that at the end of the day, St. Clair County and the local school districts, as well as the Blue Water College Access Network, are here to support them through the end of their high school career, but also through that transition period into college.
Yeah, it's a great great resource, absolutely, and as important now and relevant as ever. Nick, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for all that you're doing with those students. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Paul. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Nick Beaudry. He's a higher education consultant with St. Clair County RESA, and